Most of us in our profession, I think, are well aware of the historical and perhaps too recent debate regarding the relationship between temporomandibular dysfunction and occlusion. Unfortunately, however, high-quality evidence is often lacking from the discussion. It was with this thought in mind that I found the results of a recent publication by a national group of researchers in Germany quite interesting. The article is titled, "The Randomized Shortened Dental Arch Study, Temporomandibular Disorder Pain," and appeared in the December 2014 issue of the journal Clinical Oral Investigations. The study reported on a large, multi-center, randomized controlled trial which assessed the impact of missing posterior dental support on the risk for temporomandibular disorder pain. Subjects for this trial were adult patients with all molars missing in one jaw, without any signs or symptoms of acute severe TMD pain at the time of enrollment. Patients were consecutively recruited in 14 dental schools across Germany between the years 2001 and 2004, and randomly assigned to receive either a standardized removable partial denture to replace the missing posterior teeth, or to leave the edentulous areas unrestored. All patients underwent the same pre-trial oral hygiene instruction, and any required periodontal or restorative work on the anterior teeth or opposing arch, and then followed up at regular intervals for over 5 years. Data collected at each recall appointment included a TMD pain questionnaire and comprehensive dental and TMJ examination. At the end of the trial, a total of 152 patients, 82 of which were female, with an average age of just under 60 years, had been recruited and included for analysis. Following appropriate statistical workup, the authors reported that at baseline, no differences in prevalence of parafunctional habits or demographic, health, or socioeconomic characteristics were present between the treatment or control group. Overall prevalence of self-reported TMD pain at follow-up visits ranged from around 12 to 18%. However, tooth replacement did not change the risk for self-reported TMD pain, mean pain intensity, or clinically verified TMD pain significantly compared to the no-tooth replacement group. Based on this data, the authors concluded that replacement of missing posterior teeth with a removable partial denture does not lower the risk of developing TMD pain over the long term in patients with a shortened dental arch. This was a sizable study, both in terms of sample size and follow-up period, which provides high-level evidence refuting another often cited link between TMD and occlusion. As noted by the authors, the results of this study do not necessarily imply that missing molars should not be replaced, but rather that the prevention of future TMD pain should not be a reason to do so. The full version of this study can be found in the December 2014 issue of the journal Clinical Oral Investigations.